Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Sing unto Yehovah, for rising he has raised himself up. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. When the Lord was born into the world, there were a lot of good people trapped in the spiritual world. They could not go to heaven until the Lord rose and led them through temptations into heaven. These people were represented by the children of Israel, enslaved by the Egyptians. Likewise, there were a lot of people still living in this world who were possessed by evil spirits, enslaved within their own bodies. As Yehovah sent Moses to lead the children of Israel out of slavery, the Lord himself came into the world to set all those people free. We can think of Moses' work in Egypt, doing all the plagues, as being like the work of the Lord while he lived in this world. The plagues represent the truths and goods which the Lord taught plainly, overturning the lies of the hells. To the evil, his teachings felt like plagues. But the Lord's work was not finished when he rose. He still needed to lead all those people who were waiting for him out of the dangerous parts of the spiritual world where they were living, through the midst of the hells and their temptations, till they were ready to come into heaven. This was just like Yehovah and Moses leading the children of Israel through the Red Sea, where the waters were a wall to them on the right hand and on the left, and then through the wilderness to the promised land. The problem was that there were people and evil spirits who were skillful at telling lies in a very believable way, so that many, many people were very confused. To take some examples from the Christian era, evil spirits would argue that the Ten Commandments don't matter because God loves you no matter what you do, or because he died on the cross to save you. They would say that everyone is so evil that no one can keep the commandments, so God has provided another way to go to him just by believing in him. In ancient times, the evil said there are many gods, and that the gods do immoral things contrary to the commandments, even infant sacrifice and rituals of prostitution and sodomy, and that these things were praiseworthy. Such evil spirits and evil leaders on earth made people doubt whether there is any God, or if there is, whether God notices or cares about what we do. Like the disciples seeing Jesus walking on the Sea of Galilee, they thought maybe God was just a phantom, something they imagined. With lies and evil magic, evil spirits enslaved multitudes of people, both in this world and in the spiritual world. All their lies are meant by the horses and chariots of the Egyptians pursuing the children of Israel, and by the walls of water threatening to engulf them. At just the right time, the Lord God himself came to save his people from their sins. He showed himself to us in his own person so that everyone could see that there is a God and who he is, namely the divine man, the Lord Jesus Christ. He showed that he has all power in heaven and on earth to conquer all the hells, to cast out even the worst demons and set people free, to cure all kinds of diseases, even to calm storms and to walk on the water, to save his disciples from drowning. Just as Yehovah parted the Red Sea so the children of Israel could come through safely. Sing to Yehovah, for rising he has raised himself up. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. Notice that in the story of the crossing of the Red Sea, when the children of Israel saw that the Egyptians were coming up behind them and the Red Sea was in front of them, they felt trapped and were sure they were going to die. They said, "Are there no graves in Egypt that thou hast taken us to die in the wilderness? Is not this the word we spoke to thee in Egypt, saying, Leave us alone and let us serve the Egyptians? For it is good for us to serve the Egyptians rather than we should die in the wilderness." This is a picture of how miserable evil spirits sometimes make us feel when we are trying to follow the Lord. We are fleeing from evils as sins, like the children of Israel fleeing from the Egyptians, but they overtake us and threaten us. The Arcana says, "And they feared exceedingly," means growing horror. Because when temptation presses upon a person, his conscience is stricken with falsities and evils. Hence the horror, which is a repulsion to the evil, combined with the fear of spiritual death. For example, suppose you have a friend and colleague at work. You admire him and look up to him as an honest man. But then you find out that he has been stealing from the company. It can make you feel like you can't trust anyone, even that you yourself are nothing but a jerk, and so is everyone else, that there is no such thing as integrity, and that even you better cheat too, or your family will be left impoverished, like there is no heaven and no God. Or suppose it's Christmas vacation, and you're looking forward to some nice times with your family, but instead, you have lots of work to do. Everything costs more than you thought it would, and you feel badly because you're not spending as much time with your family as you thought you should. And when you do go home, some of the children are sick or crabby because they're not in their usual routines. So then with all these pressures, you say some grumpy things and feel terrible. Here it is Christmas, the birthday of the Lord, and we are behaving worse than at other times of the year. These might be some examples of how it can be with the Egyptians marching after us and the Red Sea before us. We might feel it would be better not to even try to be decent, just die as slaves in Egypt instead of in this wilderness. But what does Moses say? "Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of Yehovah, which he will do for you today. Yehovah shall wage war for you, and you shall keep silence." The main point in every spiritual temptation is to relearn that we cannot save ourselves. Only the Lord can save us. We must learn to stand still, keep silence. Silence the lies and despair of the evil spirits. Silence our own sense of merit. And see the salvation of the Lord. We cannot learn this except by temptations or trials in which we experience our own failure and see that we are sliding down into hell. No matter what the time of year or what the circumstances and pressures, evil spirits are always the real cause of our grief, not the circumstances. But our Lord makes excellent use of the grief they cause by providing us a chance, again, to stand still, be silent, and see his salvation, and turn to him anew. How do we stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in the midst of our hectic lives? We can picture the Lord walking on the water, saying to us, "Have confidence, I am, do not be afraid." Think of and picture the Lord Jesus Christ right here with us, with all power in heaven and on earth, stretching out his hand to us. We can make times for the Sabbath, not just on Sundays, but each day, especially when feeling under stress. Let the Lord give you rest. Take a few minutes to read a psalm, to think of the Lord, to pray for help. Remember that all the grief we feel, physical and mental, is from evil spirits, not from the people around us, especially not from loved ones, even if they're acting badly, as they too are enslaved by the Egyptians. Remember that the Lord is our only Savior, not ourselves, from our own goodness or smartness. We are not good, and our friends and our family are not good by ourselves apart from Him. But the Lord is good. He is our hero, and He is our example, and we know Him. And if we keep returning to Him by repenting from our sins, He will lead us through the Red Sea and on through the wilderness to heaven. And yet, the Lord will not bring an end to a temptation until it has accomplished its purpose. That is, until we will really be strengthened through it. There are times when, no matter how hard we pray, it is not time yet for the Red Sea to be parted. Yehovah said to Moses, "Why dost thou cry to me? Speak to the sons of Israel that they journey on." We are not supposed to just give up or merely pray for release from our torments or wait for the Lord to inspire us. We are meant to stop doing what is wrong because it is a sin against the Lord, and then flee from evils as sins, and finally fight against evils when evil spirits pursue us. We must resist evil as of ourselves, even while we acknowledge that only the Lord has power to save us. We have to go on with our daily responsibilities at home and at work, and the practice of repentance, as well as sometimes taking the time to stand still, be silent, and see the salvation of the Lord. The main point of the crossing of the Red Sea is for us to see that salvation, or being rescued from evil spirits and from hell, comes from the Lord alone, not from ourselves, and that the Lord does, in fact, save us. He is here with us all the time, parting the sea, reaching out His hand to save us, saying, "O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt?" Let us celebrate with Moses and Miriam and the children of Israel and thank the Lord. Sing unto Yehovah, for rising He has raised Himself up. The horse and its rider He has thrown into the sea. Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.